Amen. Give the Lord one more shout. Amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, Michael, for that Father's Day presentation. Could you get up back and adjust that light again for me? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Let's give a hand to our worship team. I tell you, we had an awesome time in prayer Friday night and then pre-service this morning. And I don't know, I just think that it's time to get a hold of God. Amen. I need more of God. How about you? I need more of who He is, and I need more of His presence. I welcome all the fathers and today, and I have a message today about fathers. And I want to talk, first of all, about our Heavenly Father, and then we're going to talk about a father who had two sons. And I want you to go to the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 11, and we're going to start there. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight I am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Lord, bless your word today. Something in this verse jumped out to me as many times as I've preached this and read it. And I want to liken this to Father God. But when he was a great way off, he saw him. Wow. God saw us when we were a great way off from him. God saw us when we were a great way from his salvation. The father saw him. You know, for a son to ask for the inheritance before the father died basically was telling the father, you're dead to me. It was a dishonor to go to your father and demand your inheritance. But out of the kindness and love, the father gave him his inheritance. So basically, when he left that ranch or whatever it was, in his mind, his father was dead. He didn't care anymore. And so the Bible tells us that he went to a land and he wasted his life. Wasted it on the things of the world. Wasted it on temporary things and things of sinful nature. But you know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and it wasn't long before he ran out of money. He ran out of hope. He ran out of the encouragement from his father. And so as he went and began to feed the swine, day after day, he got thinner and thinner. And one day he came to himself and he said, my father has servants in his house. My father takes care of his servants. My father loves his servants. My father took care of my son, or me and my brother, excuse me. So he said, I'm going to arise and I'm going to go. Now, fathers, if you've been a father any time, it's a lot of things that trouble us at times, but there's nothing like a son or a daughter that have gone astray. You cannot even imagine that pain to see them go and leave father's house, to see them walk away from the faith that's been instilled. And so here he is. He says, I'm going to arise and go to my father. How many believe that God's mercies are new every day? I believe that father got up every day, got his cup of coffee, talked to his wife, went out to the porch, and I believe he looked down that road every day. His heart was bleeding. His heart was broken. See, God's heart is so tender in kindness. We only know a little bit how kind he is. In fact, Ephesians says he's going to reveal his kindness to us in the decades and in eternity. So he's there looking. Maybe this is the day my son will come home. I believe he did like most fathers. Where did I go wrong? I know that I raised him up. I know that I imparted God to him. The Bible says the Father saw him. Aren't you glad you have a Heavenly Father that saw us? He ran towards him. He ran towards him. Listen, God's love is a pursuing love. God's love is beyond what we can even think. If you could look into the heart of God, it'd be like looking into a volcano. A fiery love. The fire of God is his love. And he looked every day for his son. And one day, he's looking and he sees this figure, this thin figure with rags on. And at first, is that my son? And as he came closer, he ran and he had compassion on him. We live in a time, folks, so many without a father. They need compassion. They need us to run towards them and help them. It says he fell on his neck. Fell on his neck. That neck that he supported when that son was a baby. You have a little baby, you have to support their head. That same neck as he began to get older and reach adolescence to explain him about the birds and the bees. The neck that would carry him through life with integrity. The neck of strength that he was trying to build in him. It speaks of character. He fell on his neck and said, even though you might have compromised your character, I'm going to rebuild that strength in you. And then it says he kissed him. Wow. Who doesn't like a good kiss? I said, who doesn't like a good kiss? I guess there's bad kisses, but the good kiss is a good kiss. But see, there's no kiss like when God kisses you. When God reveals his love to our hearts, isn't that what the world needs? God's not angry with this world. God loves. He wishes none to perish. He raises up people and causes us to reflect the love of God to a hurting world. But you know, there was another father in the Bible. And he kind of adopted someone. And I want to center in on that. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 3. And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness, the kindness of God, unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan has a son which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Michor, the son of Amiel in Lodabar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of that house. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon a dead dog as I?" Wow. Here is King David. And at the time when the former king died, usually the new king had all of his relatives killed. Here is David. I mean, he's got sons, he's got wives, and he says, "You know what? Is there any left of the house of Saul?" Who was his enemy? Who chased him like a partridge? He said, "Is there anybody left of the house of Saul? Because I want to show the kindness of God for Jonathan's sake." This was not his natural born son. He was of another tribe, could have been of another race. But see, the love of God doesn't put barriers up. The love of God doesn't say, "I'll love this race more than this race and this person more than this." The love of God that shed abroad in our heart loves everybody the same. And David had God's heart. That's what the church needs. We need God's heart. He said, "Is there anybody that I can show the kindness of God?" Let me tell you something, fathers. One of the greatest things we can do, and even though we can teach football and different things, is to show kindness to this generation. Kindness is more powerful than any other force. You know, I think about all the teachers I had growing up, and you know which ones I remember? Not the ones that were the smartest, the ones that were kind to me. I remember a third grade teacher, so kind, so patient with me. I don't remember the other ones. And at the end of our life, when our coffin is there in front, people will either remember I was kind or I was mean. They'll remember nothing else. Either I was a problem solver or I made problems. I want to tell you, the kindness of God is getting ready to flood us again. The kindness of God is going to come. And even though people are all upset and different things, the kindness of God is going to come and melt hearts so God can have a harvest of souls. If you believe that, give Him a praise this morning. He said this. He said, "I am a dog." We live in the greatest time of technology. We live in the greatest time of opportunity. Yet people's, children's self-image is at the lowest it's ever been. He said, "I'm a dog." You're not a dog. You're created in God's image. Even though you're lame, doesn't disqualify your identity. And we live in a time where children don't know who they are. They don't know they have greatness in them. They don't know. And the reason is because kindness is the only thing that can cause a highway of truth to flow through. You can't just take truth and beat people with it. The law doesn't work without grace. So kindness is the highway to get to men's hearts, children's hearts. And many times, children slam doors, "You be kind to them." "Oh yeah, I know. There's times of confrontation. But confrontation, in itself, will not change a heart. People want to see that you're kind to them. When they miss it big time, they're watching. Are you going to be kind to me or are you going to be mean? Because if you're going to be mean, I'm out of here. I know I missed it. I know I'm a dog. But where's your kindness? Where's the love of God in you? I'm glad you're not God. You'd kill me. Who am I talking to? You got to balance that stuff, folks. Children will grow up and they're going to think God is mean. God will kill you. God's going to crush you every time you miss it. Who am I talking to? Kindness is powerful. A patient man is better than a warrior. He that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. The love and kindness of God appeared to us, the Bible says. You're not a dog. In fact, you're going to sit at my table. He has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places with him. You're going to sit at my table. And not only that, I'm going to give you everything that's yours from Saul, who took it and didn't give it to you. And I'm going to give you Jonathan's inheritance too. I'm telling you what, God is extravagant. God has so much for you because he's kind and he's gracious. A kind man will benefit himself. We look around in our world, we don't see much kindness, mistreatment, anger. God's looking for his people to have his heart. Not everybody's kind you meet. Not every Christian is kind. Not every church folk is kind. But I tell you what, I'll trade everything I am and have for kindness. If I'm not going to be kind, I have no place in the ministry. If I'm not being kind, I have no place being a father. If I'm not kind, I have no right to try to help others. It's kindness. Oh, I know there's a time for firmness. I know there's a time for truth and confrontation, but that alone won't do it. I was raised in a military home. In seventh grade, I was in bed at 8 o'clock, not 8:01. There was some kindness. Most of it was not. After I became a senior, I just couldn't take it. I just left, went to Colorado. My parents were not Christians. They couldn't show the love of God. Later on, they were, but that doesn't work. It's kindness, isn't it? You might not be a great preacher. You might never get promoted in your job. But hear me. People around you know if you're kind. And they know it by your words. Don't say cruel words. Don't post things on media that are cruel because someone else is cruel. Life is too short. Encourage. Be kind. If you have aught against something, something you don't agree, I'm praying for that person. Period. Don't open the gate wide that drains your kindness because we're all sinners. Paul said it this way, we all come short. It's not that people aren't trying. It's not that we're not trying to make things better, but Paul says we come short. The fix, the healing is from God. Only God can change a civilization, a society. We're trying, yes, let's try, but I'm short of that ceiling because I'm not God. If I could touch the ceiling, I wouldn't need God. But when I put my hand up and surrender to God, he puts his hand down and touches mine, and then that's when God can move. When I realize he's got to do it. David said, come on in here. Sit at my table. Can you imagine how he felt, Pastor? That's how we should feel about how he saved us. We know we didn't deserve. We were in the pig pen of life. We spent our inheritance. We were immoral, Paul said. Some of you were, we were liars and deceivers, haters. But God's grace appeared. And I'm going to close with this. Titus 3:3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us and washed us, and washed, and washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. But after that, the kindness and the love of God. What the world needs now is the love of God. Not everybody you show kindness to will thank you. Not everybody you show kindness to will applaud you. Don't stop. Don't stop being kind. We all get the cold look. We all get, who are you? Some people even label us as a dog. Sometimes we feel like that. A dog that's been ignored. God doesn't see us that way. He says, that's my son, that's my daughter. Time to come out of the pig pens of life. Wrong thinking. You can be a pig pen in thought life. It's time to come out of the pig pens. Some love that. Get out. Get washed. Don't stay there. You'll die there. Come to Father's house. Because there's a robe for you. There's a new robe for you. There's a ring, sign of authority restored. There's shoes, a sign that you're going to walk a new walk. On this Father's Day, we have a lot to be thankful for our Heavenly Father. Fathers, show kindness. Ask God for wisdom, when to be firm, when to be kind. Fellow believer in Christ today, let your reputation be that you're kind, not a busybody in other matters, not cantankerous. Be kind, and you'll win every time. Even though it doesn't look like it, people take advantage of people that are kind. They did of Jesus. But know this. When you're kind, you reflect the heart of God like David. He said, is there anyone? Is there anyone I can show the kindness of God to? I remember going into a store last year, there's these two ladies in there, and, girls, and they looked like they were just getting by, you know, and they had some stuff on there, and they said, I'm going to pay for that. They couldn't believe it. Now, why would you do that? There's another person who was a professional, and I'm just trying to give you some examples. You feel that tugging in your heart to show kindness, it's God. You feel that tugging to say a kind word, that's God. Left to ourselves, we're not kind. But the love of God is being shed in our hearts. Fathers, I encourage you today, be athletic. Play the video games with your son, your daughter, I don't know if, well, a lot of them play video games, some don't anymore, but be kind. When they don't respond like you should, they should be kind. You might have to get in your car and drive for 2 hours with God, that I've done many times. But I'm not going to stop being kind. My wife and I have practiced kindness when people are with us and people aren't with us. People say good things and people say ugly things about us. I've always said, I want to be kind. I'm not going to render evil. I'm not who I am. So I want us to stand today. I want us to just take a few minutes. And we're going to ask God to touch our hearts today. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. And we ask that you would do some heart surgery upon us. Lord, we sometimes don't realize we have some things, some valves not working in our spiritual heart, a fibrillation happening. Sometimes we don't realize the pressure in our spiritual heart is so high, we're at unrest. Lord, I pray that you would baptize us in a new kindness, a kindness that the world cannot have without you. Baptize us and wash away anything that offends you, meanness or judgment. Lord, give us your heart like David had, who said, is there any from the house of Saul, my enemy? Is there any? I can show the kindness of God for Jonathan's sake. Lord, give us that heart in your church. But you said that you'd restore the key of David in the end times. His key was his heart. His heart was his entrance. The entrance was unlimited mercy. Unlimited mercy gave him favor, victory, and gave him faith to slay giants. So I bless the fathers. I bless the mothers. I bless the young people here. The one that's struggling in the pig pen, let today be the day to come back. Lord, the one that doesn't know where the child is, the one that had a child in the house and they're not in your house, let the love of God touch that child wherever they are. Let us forever show forth your kindness as the prodigal son's father, and as David did. So we celebrate you, Father God. We give all thanks and praise to you as we go from this place, not from your presence. We go with a new kindness, a new focus, and a new love. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a shout this morning. Praise.